Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and it's day two of the federal government shutdown with 750,000 workers furloughed, many of them working without pay. Democrats say that they are fighting to preserve health care benefits and premiums for millions of Americans. The White House vowing to carry out mass layoffs. ABC's Karen Travers has more on White House reaction.
They don't want to negotiate, and they've been very clear that they're not going to negotiate while the government is shut down. They want to get the government reopened, and according to the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, then there can be a conversation on the policy issues, but not right now while the government is shut down.
Congress could vote on a stopgap measure tomorrow when they return. In the UK, authorities arrested two people and another suspect killed in an attack outside a synagogue today on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Officials say it began as a car ramming attack and then a knife attack. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced tomorrow in New York City on two prostitution-related offenses. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are now accepting applications for the Food Security and Wisconsin Products Grant Program. The program seeks to provide funding for nonprofit food assistance organizations to purchase food from Wisconsin producers and processors. $10 million of funding was allocated to continue the program in the new biennial state budget. Applications to receive a portion of the $5 million in funding available this year will be accepted until November 5th. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are sharing cybersecurity tips with residents in honor of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. State officials are recommending some actions residents can take to protect their personal data and avoid scams. Residents should use strong passwords and create different passwords for different accounts, use multi-factor authentication for additional security, update their software often to ensure they have the latest security patches, and identify and report any phishing scams they receive. One person was killed and two injured following a shooting near Candy Lane in Barron County on Wednesday afternoon. Sheriff's office officials say a male victim was pronounced deceased at the scene and a female victim was transported to the hospital. They also say the alleged suspect was taken to a medical facility due to an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. During the investigation, authorities also learned a graphic video of the shooting had been uploaded on Snapchat, which could have been seen by some school district of Turtle Lake students. Governor Tony Evers visited Ashland on Tuesday to highlight new legislation seeking to lower utility costs for Wisconsin residents this winter. The legislation went into effect on Wednesday, eliminating the sales tax on utilities for residents. Governor Evers also spoke with local representatives from WestCap on various ways to improve the energy efficiency and weatherization of homes as temperatures begin to drop. He says exploring all available federal, state, and local resources to lower energy bills is crucial for families at this time of year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we're good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine out there for this afternoon. We'll call it mostly sunny. South winds at 5 to 10. Highs in the mid-80s. Lower 60s tonight and a mostly clear sky. It will be warmer for Friday. Tons of sunshine once again with highs in the mid-80s. It's 81 at our studios.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness. A powerful run to the house.
house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are in the big house to battle Michigan. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.5 FM, 1260 AM, WLAK.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Dresser, the Associate Director of the High Road Strategy Center. We talk about workers needing an actual, fair, and living wage. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board down at the World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. We are here on location live in Shawano, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay. It's a beautiful fall day. We're out here in a cloud in the sky. Perfect temperature, no humidity. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, beautiful pumpkin yard back here, courtesy of stepmom Mary and her great gardening prowess. And you got a little Bucky Badger there in the background, courtesy of our friend Kelly Call. Bucky Badger turns 85 today. How about that? Happy birthday, Bucky. Zommers, how are you doing back at the old World Headquarters?
Doing well. And, you know, Bucky Badger looks great at 85. You know, maybe he could be governor.
Very true. Nicely done. Yeah, we talked to hour two of former Governor Tommy Thompson thinking about running for another term at 80. Well, he'd be 85. He's 80, 83, about to be 84. He'd be 85 if he were what he was sworn in, if he were elected. Just my opinion, I think the governor should just retire at the farm in Elroy and live out his remaining days, which I hope are long and fruitful and healthy. But irony is not lost when it was Republicans who criticized Joe Biden for running for another term as president at 82, 83, and now Tommy Thompson thinking about getting back in the governor's race and being elected at 85. It seems it's just at some point it's just time to move forward. Anyway, big hour this hour. We're going to give you a chance to win some fabulous cash and prizes in our text to win contest. So download the Civic Media app for that. Also, what's worse, Zommers is going to school me in fish. We'll talk to you about that a little bit. And maybe some surprises along the way here in hour two as well. So stick around for all of that. I want to get this in quickly because I think this is curious. And, I guess we're going to do this one first because the government is still shut down. The federal government still shut down. And in the first hour, talking about this very important story as reported by ABC Channel 7 in Chicago, not getting a lot of airplay on national media. But thank goodness for ABC 7 in Chicago talking raid, an attack, really, on an apartment building in south side of Chicago using Black Hawk helicopters and other armored vehicle. One of our listeners texted in and said, are these ICE people still getting paid after the government shut down? Good question. I've been in contact with some people working for the Defense Department, our military folks, and, of course, many of these people are deemed essential personnel. They're still having to go to work, but not getting paid, at least for now. If things maintained in the past, which there's no guarantee, in the past when we've had government shutdowns, federal employees who were not getting paid get their back pay once government opens back up. But under a Trump administration, who the heck knows? But here, very quickly, a little news you can use, courtesy of WISN Television in Milwaukee, Channel 12. U.S. congressional lawmakers have failed to agree on a spending package for the new fiscal year, which triggered a federal government shutdown yesterday. Many Americans are wondering how the shutdown will impact travel, and specifically, how will it affect passport applications and driver's license services. So the question is, are passports still being processed? Answer, yes. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, the agency responsible for overseeing the naturalization process, is primarily funded by application fees, meaning a lapse in funding that the federal government has minimal impacts on most passport and visa processing. So that's good. What if I have a passport appointment with the United States Postal Service? Well, the U.S. Postal Service is unaffected by a government shutdown. It's an independent entity funded through the sales of products and services, not by tax dollars. You could still make an appointment for new passport applications, passport renewals, and photo services on the USPS website. So Postal Service, still going on. Another question, courtesy of WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Question, can I still get a driver's license or real ID in the state of Wisconsin? You can still get a driver's license or real ID during a government shutdown. That's because motor vehicle departments are primarily funded and operated by state budgets.
A little Freudian
that
slip
means
there.
You could also... What?
I said a little Freudian slip there.
Yeah, a little Freudian. Yeah. This means you could also make an appointment or visit one of your state's driver's license centers to receive a real ID with proper paperwork. The shutdown will not stop Transportation Security Administration, better known as TSA employees, from enforcing the Real ID Act in U.S. airports and other federal facilities. TSA officers are typically deemed essential and must remain on the job, though they are not paid. Not paid. Imagine having to do that work and knowing you're doing it for nothing, at least for right now. And finally, what about visas? Agency spokesperson Matthew Tessinger said in a statement, however, that the shutdown does temporarily shutter the agency's E-Verify program, a free online system that employers can use to confirm their new employees who are authorized to work in the United States. So there's a little bit of news you can use, courtesy of Channel 12, WISN in Milwaukee. We appreciate them doing that reporting. So, yes, you can still get a passport. Yes, the United States Postal Service is still operating. You can get your passport through the USPS. Yes, you can still get a driver's license or real ID. So those things are still going on while Donald Trump, the Republicans in D.C., continue to keep the federal government shuttered. We'll continue to update you on that. It is now 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Up for grabs this hour, I should say this day, today, daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Everybody who enters is entered in for one grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. Green Bay home game, November 23rd, 2025 at 12 noon. Plus a gas card to get you to the game. It has a value of $1,550. Open up the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it for free on your Apple or Android device. Open up the app. First 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose one of those 10. Once you open it up, the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon that says text. Click on that, and now I'm going to give you today's word to text in. Today's word is club. C-L-U-B. Club. You have until 4 o'clock to text in the word club. Bad people kill baby seals with a club.
Not the direction I thought you were going to go, but it's...
I'm trying to be safe because I can't say certain things with this thing.
That's true.
So I have to think of things that are completely obscure to get my point across so I don't get myself in trouble. The word is club. C-L-U-B. Text the word club. You have until 4 o'clock in Civic Media's green and gold text to win contest. Good luck.
Yes, good luck indeed. We're pre-recording these things now. Just make sure that I don't mess anything up.
We're just being careful.
We're being very careful. It's a precautionary action. Club, C-L-U-B, is the word to text in. Oh, speaking of texting, just before we did that, the little green and gold thing, we were talking about things that are open during the government shutdown. One listener, TJ, reminds us that I left out what people care about most. Is the construction continuing on the White House ballroom? The answer, yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, despite people not getting paid, despite government grinding to a halt out in D.C., have no fear. The Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago, Melania special ballroom is continuing construction.
Well, I mean, you know, allegedly, I will say, allegedly, Donald Trump does have a history long before being the president of continuing to have people build things for him and then not paying them.
Well,
this is not new.
That is very, very true. Maybe YouTube is helping to pay for that. We're going to talk about that here in a second. But yes, text the word club, C-L-U-B, on the Civic Media app for the green and gold text to win contest. It is now 16 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved for this particular thing. This is very difficult. You understand when we have two things happening at once. But for this segment, separate from the green and gold text to win trivia, for the What's Worse, no prizes. But it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 Civic Media News Talk and Sports Network stations as we are live here this afternoon from beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. All right, Zomer, it's timely. Timely indeed. I'm not sure it really is, but we'll just say that. No, it is because, you know, people, there's no Packer game. The Packers have a bye this week. And so people are going to be more inclined to go out to eat, maybe, because they don't have to stay home and watch a Packer game. They can go out to eat. Now, today's category, a little different. What's worse, rare beef or sashimi? Sashimi. And when CP put this out, you know, CP writes these, most of them. Occasionally he lets me write one. But rare beef, I like a good rare beef sandwich or like a rare filet. But sashimi, no, sashimi. Zomers, what the heck is sashimi?
Todd, have you ever had sushi?
Not in the biblical sense, no.
Have you?
No. Yes, I've tried it. I'm not really a fan. I don't like the seaweed wrap part of it.
Oh, okay.
I like the tempura shrimp.
I do like seaweed. I don't know. Something.
Do you really?
I do. Yeah. Once in high school, I was taking a... That says it all, you said?
Between you and I, that you like seaweed, and I... That's a good... And just, we like very different things.
I guess so.
But go ahead.
But yeah. Anyway, so sushi, you know, raw fish typically, and other things wrapped up in rice and seaweed. Sashimi is just the raw fish, but sliced very thin, and different kinds of fish. And it's very good, in my opinion. It's, you know, high quality. It's got cool colors, too, so that's always fun.
All right, so
it's just sliced raw fish.
While Zomers was explaining that, the Elon Musk Starlink satellite took a dump. And so I heard basically nothing of what... But you're telling me it's sushi. Essentially, it's a fancy word for sushi.
Well, sushi is a wrap. Sashimi is just raw fish. So it's just sliced raw
fish. Just raw fish.
Yep, just sliced raw fish. You often have a sauce with it.
It's raw fish. It's unwrapped. That's what you're telling me.
That's correct.
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. All right. What's worse, rare beef or sashimi? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. There will be no sashimi on the set here in Shawano, but you will be after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
And you ever heard of sashimis?
Sashimis.
Oh, I got time for sashimis.
What about sushi?
Juicies.
Oh, I got so much time for sushis.
Yeah, just pull it out, hack it up, down the hatch.
No, I know what it is. I just don't think he needs to put an S on the end of that word.
Hey, dude.
He's correct.
Welcome back to the Todd Hoffball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live on location in Shawano. Zomers is back home at the World Headquarters in Madison. We're asking the question, what's worse, rare beef or sashimi? Zomers, where'd that clip come from, speaking of sashimi?
That's from the comedy show Letterkenny, about a bunch of Canadian, I guess, rural Canadians, and they don't really know what sushi and sashimi are, and they can't figure out how to say them.
That's pretty good. What's worse, rare beef or sashimi? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. This is fantastic. Brett, listening in Brown Deer via WAUK out of Milwaukee, Brett in Brown Deer says, quote, beef is better. I don't eat out of the bait bucket. I think that's pretty good.
I also think that's good and funny. But also, I do want to say sushi and sashimi, or if you're in the show Letterkenny, shoosies and shashimis, it's not the same kind of fish. It's,
well,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, some of this sushi, sashimi, what is it? She sells sea by the seashore. Sashimi. No, a sashiyu.
Maybe.
Isn't sashimi, isn't he a relief pitcher for the Dodgers, by the way? But some of the tuna, whatever. Some of this stuff is like hundreds of dollars a pound when you get it from Japan and whatnot.
It can be, Although I have not had any of that.
I was going to say, what's the most expensive sashimi or sushi you've ever had? I'm not asking for a price, but like where at?
I don't remember exactly where. There are a couple of places. The one I remember most that I actually – well, the one I remember the name of is Katsuya in Appleton. You can get a pretty wide range. Like you could get a sushi roll there for like $8 or you could get a fancy one for like $25.
Whoa. $25 for one egg roll? You said no.
A roll of sushi.
Oh, a roll of sushi. Did that include – was that with or without seaweed?
With.
With seaweed. Because I think you're at Shawna Lake, you can get seaweed for nothing. And you just wrap up your fish and you're good to go. I think I can get a deal at Shawna.
Maybe not the same kind of seaweed.
Catherine, listening in Saukville on WAUK, Catherine says, both are disgusting. Rare beef or sashimi. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse?
For me, I will qualify this with the picture we have here shows rare beef that is basically just the cow. There's a little bit of brown on some of it, but it's basically just red
it's bleeding all over the bun.
And what is? Not to say that there's anything wrong with that, of course. I only say that to say I have not had beef that rare, that close to raw. So with that caveat, I will say that rare beef is worse, but I never know. It could be amazing that I just haven't had. So I feel like sashimi and sushi, like all we not enough of us try it. And I think if you give it a shot, it's very good.
All right, this is not even close for me. It's not even the same ballpark. It takes me less than a half a second to get my answer. Sashimi is much worse.
Well, see, the thing is, I haven't had beef that rare. You don't even know what sashimi is.
It's tender. It's very high, and you can tell it's high-end beef that's been slivered off, and it's because you could taste the quality of it. It's like here, I got the hat on today. It's Joe Thomas's Hall of Fame beef. That's what it is. It's like Wagyu beef.
Well, that's the same maybe than that picture. I don't know. But that's the same thing with sashimi is it's very high-end fish sliced very thin. So they're very similar.
All right, I'll give you – you know what? That's the most salient point or argument you made so far for this thing is that I've never had that high-end fish before. So maybe I'd like it.
Sometime, I'll give you that. I think you should give it a shot.
Well, you know what I can't do is the sake. I got gout one time from sake.
Really?
No sake for Toddy.
How much did
I'm
you
telling
drink?
You that right now. Not much at all. I had like a little glass of sake. I went out with some people, some friends years ago, got gout. Terrible. You don't want and my big toe. I was working at I was managing the Tilt and Kilt at the time. And so I was hauling around kegs, you know, in the beer room, and I used to use my right foot to kind of move them around. And I thought, well, I've dropped a keg, I've cracked a bone. I couldn't even walk on it. Oof. But no, I didn't crack a bone. It was gout brought on by sake.
There's no way that was it.
Yeah, the doctor said.
Huh.
Well, who am I to argue with the doctor's hours? I don't have a medical degree. So you eat sashimi, that leads to sake, which leads to gout. Nobody got gout from eating beef.
Just don't drink the sake. Get some Sapporo instead, which is a Japanese beer.
All right. This is going nowhere.
Yeah, it is going nowhere, especially since Elon Musk decided that there was no more talk about rare beef or sashimi. Anyway, Todd should be back shortly. But that pretty much wraps up today's edition of What's Worse, since we don't have very much time left to talk about.
All right, Ted, are you there?
Oh, no, I just wrapped up What's Worse because you jumped off the – Elon canceled you.
The problem is too many people are eating sashimi up here, and that's why the phone lines are bad, satellite lines. I don't know. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about canceling comedians. David Cross slams Bill Burr and other well-known comedian and comedians for performing in Saudi Arabia at Riyadh. Are left-leaning comedians speaking out of both sides of their mouth? And are they eating sashimi when they say it? We'll discuss that and more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show, live on location in Shawnee. Stay tuned. Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report News starts now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
Over the last few months, we've heard a lot about the U.S. dairy exports, but it leaves you wondering what's happening with demand here in the States. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Katie Burgess, a dairy market analyst with EverAg, is here to share some of that information. We'll take a look at that story right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Now let's see what domestic dairy demand is looking like.
The tone around domestic demand for cheese is still lackluster. I mean, just this week I have heard a few better notes, but overall this year, domestic demand has been soft. I think that consumers are always looking for value. So it seems like some of those, you know, food service chains, if they're able to have a value menu where people feel like they're getting a good deal, they'll go in and grab food. But the general food service numbers have been soft. And even at the grocery store, you know, it's people are monitoring what goes into their cart. And sometimes that means some dairy products don't make it in.
Katie Burgess, a dairy market analyst with EverAg, joining us. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll see how the markets are moving right after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets closed on this Thursday. Everything is moving in a mostly upwards direction, with cash and new crop corn up 5.25 at 421.75, with cash and new crop soybeans seeing a bigger gain, up 10.75 at 1023.75, and December wheat is up 5.5 at 514.75. Taking a look at Class 3 milk, it's a bit mixed, with November contracts down 12 cents at 1728 a hundredweight, and December contracts up 2 cents at 1749 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks closed up 2 cents a pound at 177.5, and butter closed up 2.5 at 175. Giving you a look at your closing markets from the Midwest Farm Report at World Dairy Expo, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine out there for this afternoon. We'll call it mostly sunny. South winds at 5 to 10. Highs in the mid-80s. Lower 60s tonight and a mostly clear sky. It will be warmer for Friday. Tons of sunshine once again with highs in the mid-80s. It's 81 at our studios.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Matt Nair on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, have you ever played a video game or seen an ad that says, play our game, we'll give you money? Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us to talk about whether or not that's true.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back, man, to our little pad here in Shawnee, Wisconsin. It's a very chill toddy. Welcome back to the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live on location for beautiful Shawnee. Getaway day as soon as the show is over. Pack it up, hit the road, back down. I'm going to be at the old home studio, the world headquarters, tomorrow. But glad to be up here for a couple of days in beautiful Shawnee. A little legalize it. Now, I always thought, I don't know why, I thought that Bob Marley sang that, but Zomers, you corrected me. Who sings
it
that?
It is
that
Peter song? Tosh on that one.
Peter Tosh. Peter Tosh sings it. Very pertinent. We're going to talk about this in a couple of minutes here. A group of people that you would not normally think are behind legalizing weed to a degree are now on board. We're going to tell you who it is in just a minute. But first of all, a couple of pieces of business that we got to get out of the way. We are right smack dab in the middle of our green and gold text to win multi-state contest. Up for grabs, $200 cold, hard, green cash. Also gold jewelry and gold jewelry. And that's just for today. Now, everybody who enters gets to a chance to win the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota for a home game on November 23rd at 12 noon. Plus, they get you a gas card to get you to the game. How you get home is up to you. No, it's not true. It'll be just long. It's one gas card wherever you're driving to. I don't know. Anyway, it's a prize value package worth $1,550. It can be yours if the price is right. No, you just have to text in. And the word to text in to participate on the, you have to text in on the Civic Media app, or as Johnny Depp said in the great movie, via the app. I love that movie. The word is club. The word is club. C-L-U-B. Don't be like those goofballs that club a seal. Club. C-L-U-B. That's not a nice way to use that word. How about a great sandwich is a club sandwich.
There we
C-L-U-B.
Go.
C-L-U-B. The word is club. Texting in right now for the green and gold multi-state contest. Also, wrapping up our what's worse today, rare beef or sashimi. Calling in to get in the last entry of the day, Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, rare beef or sashimi, what's worse?
Well, I think the raw fish would be worse. It's worse for your gout. I can definitely
really?
Tell you that.
Raw fish is worse for the gout. See, I was right, Zom.
Yeah, lots of fish, even shrimp, can cause gout. And
really?
A lot of people do eat raw beef because they have steak tartare. Or
right.
How many people take and eat raw hamburger? A lot of people. I had an uncle who used to eat raw hamburger sandwiches with just some onions and lots of black pepper on it. So
it's a Wisconsin thing.
Yep. So definitely steak tartare is a very expensive thing to have too. So
right. All right. Well,
and I also just wanted to say one other thing. I have forwarded that information about the federal agents in the south side of Chicago, and a friend texted me back, and she said that one of her friends had her Instagram account shut down for sharing this on a thread.
Really? Wow.
Really? So I thought you might like to
I mean, I believe
that.
You. I just, I'm, stuff like this still just takes, get taken aback by it. Because in the United States of America, to think that you're going to get shut down on your social media account for sharing the truth is just
so much for
surreal.
Freedom of speech, huh?
Right. And it's surreal and scary all at the same time.
It is. Yes.
Yeah. Well, appreciate your doing your part.
I know you're busy.
No, I appreciate it. Always great to catch up, Ollie. Thank you so much. Ollie in the North Woods. Fantastic. All right, let's get to this story.
And then we also have Ted in Appleton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
yes.
I didn't know Ted was on the line. All right, Ted in Appleton doing the Lord's work down there on the tarmacs of the Appleton Airport. Ted, rare beef or sashimi? What's worse?
Sashimi. Coming from a guy who eats tongue, cow tongue.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing better than a good cannibal sandwich. Now, a slice of onion,
right?
Good raw meat on rye bread. That's to die for.
you can get it at your local diner under the Ed Gein special. So there
exactly.
You go.
And I
thanks,
used to live
Ted,
near Plainfield.
Did you really? Oh my gosh, that's a whole nother kettle of fish. Or
that's
not.
Right.
All right, thanks, Ted. Appreciate it. Have a good day. All right, let's get to this, Summers. Now, this surprised me a little bit. I guess it wasn't a surprise, but it was unexpected, again, from WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Wisconsin GOP lawmakers introduce a bill to legalize marijuana. Dateline Madison Republican state lawmakers introduced a bill on Monday to legalize medical marijuana after previous attempts to legalize the drug for medicinal use failed. The new bill, sponsored by State Senators Patrick Testin, Republican of Stevens Point, Senate President Mary Fleskowski, Republican of Tomahawk, and State Representative Patrick Snyder, Republican of Weston, requires patients to have a doctor's diagnosis and register through a new state office. Quote, the position on cannabis has changed dramatically in the last several years, unquote, Testin said. Like previous attempts to legalize medicinal cannabis, patients must have a doctor's diagnosis of a serious medical condition like cancer, multiple sclerosis, PTSD, IBS, Parkinson's, or severe chronic pain to access medical cannabis. They then must register with the new Office of Medical Cannabis Regulation. The office would also oversee licensing for cannabis growers, processors, and testers. Testin said, we want to allow private industry to come in here. There are companies all across the country who have been very effective and impactful on delivering medical cannabis to patients, Testin said. 2024 attempt by Assembly Republicans spearheaded by Speaker Robin Voss proposed state-run dispensaries, but the bill did not gain Senate support. Quote, dead is a strong word. I think it's unlikely it's going to pass this session, unfortunately, Robin Voss told reporters last year. The latest bill this year, sponsors hope that by keeping some of the restrictions from last session's legislation, but opening production up to the private sector, they'll gain more support. Snyder said, quote, I just know my road in the assembly will be challenging, unquote. Under the new bill, patients could ingest medical marijuana through oils, edibles, vapors, otherwise, but it would not be allowed to be smoked. All right. Governor Tony Evers proposed legalizing recreational marijuana in his last budget, but Republican lawmakers quickly dismissed the idea. Wisconsin remains virtually an island in the Midwest, with all surrounding states legalizing some form of medical or recreational use. Current medical marijuana is legal in 40 states, and 25 of those also allowing recreational use. What do you think, Sommers? Look, I had no problem with, certainly not for medical reasons, legalizing it. And I don't have a real problem for recreational. In fact, I wish it was legalized and then you had regulation on it.
Because, yeah, instead of this random Delta crap that you don't know what's in it.
Right. Well, I mean, and you know, I mean, we are the world headquarters of Civic Media right down there on State Street. I've lost track now. How many dispensaries are on State Street? At least five, wouldn't you say? Maybe six?
That's probably shooting low.
that's probably shooting low. I mean, you could get a contact high just by walking on State Street these days.
Some days, some evenings, certainly. Yeah. The most interesting thing you said to me was that a serious condition that could qualify as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. I'm going to need to do some research because if that can help, maybe I have a
case. There you go. You can
semi-joking.
But don't you also think that people who currently in Wisconsin who can benefit by marijuana for medical reasons, don't you think that most of them are probably just already going to Illinois or Michigan or Minnesota? They're just going across the border.
Oh, yeah. In all seriousness, this just seems like a smart economic move because people who need it or people who want it can get it so easily, and it's putting so much money into other states' governments' pockets.
Right. And I think that if you read that story at WISN there that we just did, at least part of it, I think you're exactly right that Republicans are going, we want to make sure the private business person gets something out of this. Well, now we're talking. Now we can do this. And of course, in fairness, Democrats have been proposing this for years.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, they've used it as a campaign issue, major. They tried to make medical and recreational marijuana a major campaign plank, and we saw in 2024, at least in Wisconsin, many of the people that are in support of legalizing marijuana ended up voting for Donald Trump. I'm not really sure how that's working for them. So I don't know that it's a major campaign issue. I just don't buy that line of thinking, but I think it is something that Democrats have led the way on, and now Republicans, I think from pressure, people's opinions are changing on it in general, and the fact that this economic impact from other states, I think Republican lawmakers are saying, hey, we want to get on this deal. So I hope once again, maybe for 2 days in a row, Zomers, yesterday it was Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner's housing bill, which again is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
He got bipartisan support to help housing in Wisconsin. Hopefully that passes. Now maybe here today there is at least a start, because my feeling on this is once and if that Republicans get religion on this and pass the medical side, I don't think it'll be long until they're like, well, okay, nothing terrible happened, so now let's just go ahead like almost every other state and legalize the recreational side.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think – go ahead.
I agree, especially because if it's legal medically in more places, that only means more research is going to come out about, you know, ways that it can harm and help people.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I just – especially like in Madison, where they've all but legalized it. They've made it basically there's no penalty for having marijuana in Madison right now, but which I'm fine. I don't think people should go to jail for having a joint on them. That's very different, in my opinion, than, you know, selling the stuff in large quantities unregulated. I think it's better to legalize it, regulate it, and then places like Madison say, hey, you get one really nice dispensary at the top of State Street and one really nice dispensary at the bottom of State Street. And make it like a liquor license. I mean, in Madison, you got to pay $10,000 to get a liquor license in some places. So make some revenue off of it, right? Don't have all of these mom-and-pop dispensaries where you don't know what's going on, to Zomer's point. All right, we're going to come back, wrap things up here from Shawnee, Wisconsin. YouTube is paying the Trumpster $24.5 million. We'll give you details on it after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you want to be a Badger, come along with us. We're live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin. Bucky back there in the background. Many thanks to Stepmother Mary for planting this beautiful garden just for our show, providing the pumpkins. We appreciate that. Thank you, Mary. It's beautiful. Well done. Dad and Mary, we have a studio audience, Summers. There you go. It's fantastic here in beautiful Shawano. We're going to be back in the Madison studios tomorrow, so looking forward to that. And tomorrow.
Oh, it's just the studio audience. The studio audience changed their minds.
Back in the studio tomorrow. And looking forward to this, our friend and really colleague at Civic Media, the director of the Midwest Farm Report, Pam Yonke, is going to be here. Farm Director Pam Yonke. The World Dairy Expo going on down at the Dane County Coliseum and Alliant Energy Center this week. Really important event. It gives Wisconsin international exposure. So Pam Yonke will join us tomorrow at 30, talking World Dairy Expo. Also ask her a little bit about the Trump trade tariffs, what this is doing for Wisconsin soybean farmers, and also we'll ask her about the rumors that Pam Yonke is up for new defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers. So that'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to Pam Yonke tomorrow on the show. Coming up at the top of this hour, by the way, it's Bucky Badger's 85th birthday today. Happy birthday to Bucky Badger. Also, coming up at 4 o'clock, ABC, CBS News, check of weather. Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter with sports, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by another edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Each of them will have a new word for you. You have about 6 minutes to text in hour for the green and gold multi-state text to win contest to win $200 cash gold jewelry today and then be eligible for our grand prize of 2 club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. And the key word, speaking of, is club. Text the word club, C-L-U-B as a boy. Club is the word to text in. You have until 4 o'clock to do it, and then Maggie and Pete will have more words for you later on this broadcast day. Chris in Janesville, listening on WMDX, says, how about club seats? I was trying to use it in a sentence. And you're absolutely right, Chris. See, you should be sitting in this chair. So, club seats. All right, let's get to a couple of things here quickly. A couple of stories wanted to cover here before we got to get on out of here for the afternoon. First of all, this from The Hill. YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit President Trump brought in 2021 over the company's suspension of his account in the aftermath of the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, according to court filings on Monday. Under the terms of the agreement, get this, $22 million would go to Trump, who has directed the funds to be contributed to the Trust for the National Mall to support the construction of the White House State Ballroom. That's right. The Trump Ballroom is going to be paid for by YouTube at the cost of $22 million. So how do you like that? As the song says, another one bites the dust. Another media company politically genuflects to Donald Trump, $22.5 million, so Trump can have a new ballroom for Melania. So, you know, there's that happening, you know.
For Melania? It's for him.
Well, for both of them. So that's going on. I want to get to this one quickly on a slightly more serious note. Out of Variety, remember that magazine, Variety, Variety.com? The comedian David Cross released a fiery statement on his website Monday condemning the comedians who agreed to perform at Saudi Arabia's Riyadh Comedy Festival. Quote, I'm disgusted and deeply disappointed in this whole gross thing, Cross wrote. That people I admire with unarguable talent would condone this totalitarian fiefdom for what? A fourth house? A boat? More sneakers? He continued, we can never again take seriously anything these comedians complain about, unless it's complaining that we don't support enough torture and mass execution of journalists and LGBTQ peace activists here in the States, or that we don't terrorize enough Americans by flying planes into our buildings, unquote. Cross went on to call out specific names in the lineup, including comedy giants Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., and Bill Burr, amongst others, who performed at this event in Riyadh. Also there, comedian Kevin Hart, Pete Davidson, Russell Peters, Gabriel Iglesias, Wayne Brady, Jeff Ross, Tom Segura, and Hannibal Buress, all competing for the crown prince in Riyadh. What do you think about that, Zobbers?
I say that David Cross's words were pretty harsh. And honestly, they could have been harsher, and I would still agree.
Still agree. So there you go. I think we've gotten through all of the notes we wanted to get through today on the big show.
A lot,
we got through a lot. That was good. Bucky Badger celebrating his 85th birthday. And the word this hour to text in, a minute left to go, club, C-L-U-B, club. Text in the word club to be eligible for the green and gold multi-state contest. Going to find out tomorrow or later on this afternoon who the Brewers will be playing in the National League Divisional Series on Saturday. Cubs and Padres underway in about 5 minutes. We'll see who the Brewer crew gets on Saturday at AmFam Field. Many thanks to Aaron Zomers doing the work back at the World Headquarters in Madison. Also, thanks here to Dad and Mary and Mike for helping out up here in Shawnee, Wisconsin. We'll be back at the old World Headquarters in Madison tomorrow. Pam Jahnke, our guest at 2:35. Don't miss that. Get out, have a beer, celebrate Bucky Badger's 85th birthday. And don't forget, Wisconsin men's basketball is right around the corner. We'll see you tomorrow in Madison. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. See you later.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congressional leaders are not any closer to a stopgap measure to end the shutdown. Congress is out today due to the holiday. 750,000 federal workers are furloughed and many offices are shuttered. ABC's Selena Wang says some services, though, won't be impacted.
The U.S. Postal Service and your mail delivery will continue. They are not impacted by the shutdown. Fun fact here, actually, the U.S. Postal Service is an independent entity that is funded through the sale of its products and services, not by tax dollars. So regardless of how long this drags on for, your mail will be safe.
Today, Secretary Pete Hegseth, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi, were in Memphis, Tennessee, where President Trump deployed National Guard members to help with crime, he says. Local leaders say crime has decreased in the past 2 years. And hundreds of federalized National Guard troops have deployed to Portland, Oregon, to help support ICE operations. On Wall Street, stocks closing with new highs for the Dow and NASDAQ. This is ABC News.
107.5